East Coast Breakfast.
This week, we're joined by Edward, currently working at a game lodge about 80 kilometers outside Accra in Ghana. How did you end up at a game lodge in Ghana?
Oh, well, I worked in South Africa for, about 28 years. The industry that we're in started reducing the amount of South Africans that they were employing, so I had to look outside the country. A friend of mine was working in Ghana, and he suggested that I'd come up, and that's how it ended. That's how it started.
So how long have you been there?
Well, I came up actually in 2020, just before COVID, and and then, we were stuck for a couple of months, and then from there, I've been here since then.
So do you spend like all your time on the game lodge, or do you actually get to go into Ghana itself?
Most of my time I spend on the premises, but I'll do a day drive or something like that once every 2 weeks, run a bit of an adventure and find something new and interesting.
So what is Ghana like? I've never been.
Well, one thing is for sure, the people here in this country are so amazing. They're very humble. So they're like sponges. They just want to learn and learn and learn. Doesn't matter how many people have come and taught them, they'll learn something from somebody else. And that's the one thing I enjoy about working in Ghana, is the people are so friendly, helpful, and willing to learn. The environment, fantastic. It's almost like South Africa. It's got a vast variety of culture. Oh, it's amazing. It's got arts. It's got music. It's got culinary. It's got fun. It's crazy. Yeah. It's really, really nice. It's beautiful.
So Ghanaian food, how different is it from ours?
Spicy. Incredibly spicy. Spiciness, it's full of flavor. They're fanatics about fish in this country. Very love their fish.
Nice.
One of their most popular dishes here is the tilapia, and then obviously chicken.
So what do you think is the biggest misconception about Ghana?
They don't think it's so well developed as what people make it out to be. It's a very fully functional country. It's got a lot to offer to people.
What's been for you the most challenging part of living and working in Ghana?
Being away from the family. I don't think anything else in the industry. It's things I've been doing for many, many years. But kids at home and the wife at home that's staying in South Africa. And I see them every 6 months, which is a bit of a harsh one.
What's the long-term plan for you and Ghana?
Well, we're opening up this game reserve here in Ghana called the Crown Forest, one of Ghana's prettiest places I've ever seen. Well, I think I'll probably be here for the next couple of years and then obviously back on to another challenge.
All right, Edward, thank you so much for chatting to us and giving us a better understanding of life in Ghana. This has been the FNB Global Explorer on East Coast Radio. Thanks, Edward.
You guys are freaking awesome. Great show. Always love it. Just before I go, I would like to just send out a shout out to my family, Yolandi, my wife. I love her very much, and thanks for her support and for taking care of the kids. Yuviane, my daughter, which is in Hutton Park. Yuelandi in Farum High School, both in Newcastle. To my little boy, Ewald, love him very much. And my son in Clarksdorp, I love you very much too, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and thanks for this opportunity, East Coast Radio.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.